Stay tuned at 7:30. Barbara Bernstein hosts Locus Focus Talk Radio. Her guest is Ted Nace, the author of Gangs of America, The Rise of Corporate Power and the Disabling of Democracy. At 9, it's Movie Talk with Ed, DK, and Don on the latest films. At 9:30 on Speaking of Animals, host Lori Sonnenfeld speaks with Ken Foster, author of The Dogs Who Found Me, what I've learned from pets who were left behind, about the redemptive power of rescuing and caring for dogs. At 10 on People Rise Up, Andrew Geller speaks with Maud Barlow, national chairperson of the Council of Canadians, Canada's largest public advocacy organization. A best-selling author, her latest book is Too Close for Comfort, Canada's Future Within Fortress of North America. At 11, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman.
This is the community calendar for Wednesday, March 22nd. It's Biodiesel 101 tonight. Portland Peak Oil presents Biodiesel Cooperative President Brian Jameson for an informative talk on biodiesel, the renewable, non-toxic, easy-to-brew fuel made from vegetable oil. The event starts tonight at 7 p.m. at the St. Francis Church Dining Hall. That address is 1182 Southeast Pine Street in Portland. Brian Jameson will cover a wide variety of topics, from conversion costs and cold weather use, production techniques, straight veggie oil use, biodiesel toxicity and environmental impacts to energy ratios, post-peak viability, and the answer to the always asked question, can we make enough for all of us? This event is free and open to the public. Again, that's tonight at 7 p.m. And for more information, visit the web at www.portlandpeakoil.org. The National Lawyers Guild Portland Chapter, Northwest Constitutional Rights Center, and First Unitarian Church are sponsoring a discussion series titled, But Is This Really Terrorism? An ongoing forum about the impact of the War on Terror on dissent in the United States. The first in a series of three happens tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church. That address is 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue in Portland. This discussion will focus on the impact of characterizing crimes as domestic terrorism solely because of the political message allegedly associated with these crimes. $5 to $50 donations are accepted, but no one will be turned away for lack of funds. For more information on tonight's event, please call 503-295-6400. That's 503-295-6400. A reminder that it's mailing night tonight for the Portland Books to Prisoners. This happens from 5 to 8 p.m. and is held at 2362 Southeast 43rd Avenue. Portland Books to Prisoners is an all-volunteer project dedicated to assisting in the education and literacy of people who are incarcerated. They receive and respond to all letters from people in prison by sending books in the subject areas requested. If you want to get involved but can't make mailing nights, there are lots of things that need to be done, such as taking packages to the post office, picking up books from drop boxes, organizing fundraisers, and doing outreach work. For more information about this program, the email address is pdxbookstoprisoners@riseup.net. You've been listening to the community calendar for Wednesday, March 22nd. This is KBOO, listener-sponsored community radio in Portland, Hood River, and Corvallis.
This spring, KBOO wants to connect you by offering you the opportunity to win your choice of a brand new desktop or laptop computer with a full year of internet service donated by Spirit One. Check your mailbox for the entry form to win KBOO's 2006 Spring Sweepstakes. It's free, it's easy, but you have to enter to win. The deadline for entry is Friday, March 24th at 5 p.m. The winner will be announced on air Saturday, March 25th at noon. If you haven't already received your entry form in the mail, please contact KBOO's membership department. Email membership@kboo.org or call 503-231-8032, extension 207.
Have you won wanted to jump into the volunteer pool at KBOO but have never gotten around to it. Wait no longer. Volunteering during the membership drive is one of the best ways to get involved at the station. During the three-week drive, we need many volunteers to answer the phones to take pledges from our happy listeners, help with data entry, get on the mic and encourage happy listeners to become even happier members. There's something for everyone to do. Jumping into the drive is a great way to meet other volunteers and to get a good feel for life at KBOO. There are shifts available to meet any schedule. Don't delay. Call Ani, the volunteer coordinator, at 503-231-8032 at extension 213, or email her at volunteer@kboo.org and dive on in.
And we are talking about the KBOO Youth Collective. The Underground, March 22nd from 6 to 7.
The theme is My First Blank.
And then on March 31st, we have the Youth Randomonium, the music show, from 11 to midnight. Where you bring in music and you play it. And preferably it's music by people under the age of 21, like youth music, by youth people, or it can just be whatever you want.
Okay, like, does the music have to be, like, current day? Like,
no.
Teens or whatever? Or does it, or could it also be teens in the past?
I'm pretty sure it can be teens in the past. And it's after 10 o'clock, so whatever language you want can be used.
Well, I guess that could come in handy, I guess, from it editing can. Wise.
Why, yes, it can.
What's that coming up over yonder?
Well, that's the Bread and Roses, Horses, Women, and Cowgirls special.
When do you reckon it's going to get here?
On Friday, March 24th, 6 to 7 p.m. Cowgirls in the studio, a horse therapist, and folks calling in with their own horse tales.
Yeehaw!
Friday, March 24th, 6 to 7 p.m. on Bread and Roses.